This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The pandemic, 2 years plus, and the Biden administration. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his Wonderland column about these last years of the pandemic, and especially the Biden administration's response, not the campaign, but the first year, 2021 into 2022. Dan, a very good evening to you. You referenced the fact that the Democratic Party has had success in the past with large pieces of legislation. We think of the New Deal. We also remember that in the early days of the Biden administration, the president met with distinguished historians, all of whom were united in having had opinions and research on the Roosevelt years. I go to an NBC report exactly a year ago, late April 2021. This is a comment by the distinguished author Jonathan Alter, who writes a book about the first 100 days of FDR. The quote, "Roosevelt was president for 12 years, so to call Joe Biden a new Roosevelt is premature. But it is not wrong to say that the president has had a Rooseveltian 100 days. The president's debut is reminiscent of Roosevelt's debut in his ability to connect with the country, convey empathy, make people feel like the end is no longer nigh, and that we can get back to what we do best," end quote. It is 12 months later, Dan, and from your measure, the president has struggled these last years. Is it the virus that slowed him down? How so, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Yeah, I think the virus ultimately was the undoing for Joe Biden and the Democrats. I understand the argument that his response to the pandemic was in some sense Rooseveltian, like the New Deal. They passed another $2 trillion COVID relief bill then. And basically, they were handing out money. And I suppose their argument might be that they were simply trying to patch holes in the social fabric that had been created by the pandemic. But, you know, John, there's one big difference between the Depression and what we're going through now. When Roosevelt enacted the New Deal, there were no lockdowns, school closings, or masking policies. There was no pandemic. And these policies have affected all Americans directly. And it has been a long, hard slog for a lot of people, especially the school closings and the masking policies inside schools. Parents have been trying to deal with children at home, deal with their careers, their lives. In some cases, people are taking care of elderly parents from afar. It has been a struggle. And the thing about all that is that the Democrats, by and large, I don't think have shown any real understanding or empathy for what people have been going through. One way or another, they have been the party affiliated with the restrictions, the masking, and the lockdowns. By and large, Republican governors have been a little more open about some of these things. But the Democrats stuck with it, and they always cited the voice of science or authority, the Anthony Fauci's of the world. Well, you can make an argument about that too, but the fact remains that from the White House on down to all levels of government for the Democrats, they sided with government authority, which meant people have been living under government's thumb for going on 2 years. And I think that's coming back to bite them, John. We had a report, interesting report, in the Wall Street Journal about 10 days ago about the prospects of New Jersey, of all places, going Republican in November. And the reason has almost entirely to do with the school closing mess in New Jersey. Parents are really angry over what happened there under Democratic Governor Phil Murphy. And so I just think Joe Biden, whatever empathy he was attempting to show when he came into the office, has washed away under his policies. And needless to say, we have to cite the economy as well as just grinding down whatever support Joe Biden had when he became president.
We've had a report, a shocking report of the GDP decline in the first quarter. That follows months of observation that the inflation story was not transitory, was not driven by supply chain, but was a product of too much money chasing too few goods. That, if I understand correctly, Dan, in your presentation, is also a result of the White House thinking the way to respond to the virus was the way Roosevelt responded, which was the Keynesian model of handing out money, government spending. Is that correct, Dan?
That is correct. But then extending the Keynesian model, one has to ask why, in the midst of now 8% inflation, the White House thinks that more spending, and indeed, as they're talking just this past week, raising taxes amidst an inflationary spiral is the solution. It's a puzzle. A lot of us don't get it. Why this White House has been incapable of mid-course corrections in the face of political reality. The pandemic I was just talking about, we're towards the end of it. You had this question of wearing masks on public transportation. People just want to get out from under it. Instead, the White House sides with the Centers for Disease Control, has the Department of Justice file an appeal of the judge's decision to end the mask mandate on public transport. Why didn't the Biden White House just pocket it and say it's time to move on? As well with the economy and inflation, why could they possibly be aligning themselves with the idea of raising taxes as the economy is beginning to contract? Yes, there is a sense in which that's one solution to inflation, which is to produce a recession, which I don't think the Democrats want going into the September elections. So the political sensibilities of this White House have become harder and harder to fathom, John. But at the moment, the Republicans are kind of just sitting back and pocketing the consequences.
If I understand correctly, Build Back Better, which was the major piece of legislation in the second half of 2021, is still something that the White House wants to take to the Senate again, Dan. Is that correct? And there was some talk about it being pared down. Is that correct?
Well, I think they're losing faith. And I mean, if Joe Manchin, it's either Manchin's way or the highway, and he's made it clear he's not going with the entitlements that were embedded in that or the energy proposals, which are mostly anti-fossil fuel proposals. Now, Senator Manchin the past week has been talking about trying to reach a compromise, saying he might be willing to raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy in return for opening up the energy pieces of Build Back Better to allow natural gas production and the creation of LNG terminals on the coast. You know, John, the Russians could be invading across the Northwest of the United States, and the green progressives are never, ever, ever going to sign up to something like opening up more development for liquefied natural gas in this country. So I think they're falling back on what Elizabeth Warren proposed about a week ago, which is that Joe Biden solve it himself with a string of executive orders, starting, for instance, with the elimination of student loan indebtedness. In other words, it's all on Joe Biden, and there's no real evidence that this White House at this point is inclined to take up that cudgel and through executive orders do all the things that the Democrats in Congress failed to do in the last 6 months of the last year.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. 1 year after Joe Biden's observers regarded the possibility of a Rooseveltian first year. Now the disappointment. The New Deal in the 21st century, not so much. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.